I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You're not gaining weight. Like, you'll have bad meals here and there, and then you have a couple good days.
This would be one, yeah.
Militant decision making. And generally, you're not gaining any weight. But I see you eating a sandwich of two chocolate chip cookies smacked around a brownie.
Your brownie's the meat in this sandwich, and two chocolate chip cookies, two of the desserts that Hill Country offers that are just divine.
And I looked at you and I said, "What are you doing?" And you smiled and said,
"If you're going to stay out past curfew, you don't come in at 12:01. Enjoy your night." I'm already broken it because I had mac and cheese with chili on top of it, which is one of the 19 great things available to human beings in our society.
Yeah.
With the brisket and the turkey and everything else. And I love Hill Country so much. So I've already gone off the deep end. So The idea that I'm just going to, let me just dip my big toe in these forbidden waters. No, I'm going to plunge in. I'm going to hold my nose, do a little gainer off the low dive, and have everybody watch me.
Mom,
look what I'm doing. And I did that. And I made a sandwich.
You might as well scuba dive.
Yeah, I made a sandwich out of chocolate chip cookies and a brownie.
Before we get to Dachshund real quick, speaking of food.
Yep.
Every day at this time, about 12:30,
mm-hmm.
I go and I get water, I go to the bathroom, whatever. One of the new guys, younger guy, on the sales staff is sitting eating his lunch, kind of looking at the TV, just kind of chopping wood.
Yeah,
he's got a half hour.
Doing his life, yeah.
Whatever. He became a vegan because of that terrible documentary I told you about. Remember that frightening, ridiculous, not correct documentary that was on Netflix that I watched?
What the Health?
What the Health?
Uh-huh.
He's now a vegan.
Because of that?
Because of that documentary. So he told me about this like 3 weeks ago. So I saw him today and I said, "You still a vegan?" He's like, "Still doing it, down 10 pounds." And he now swears by it. I said, "You understand that documentary was not correct." He's like, "I think 80% of it was." I was like, "The documentary said that eggs are as bad for you as cigarettes." And he goes, "Eggs are really, really bad for you, man."
No.
Would you be interested in me getting this guy to come in studio at some point so that you could yell at him?
No. Maybe a little. Okay. Maybe a little. But here's
not
the thing.
Not today, but like in another day when we don't have as much to do.
If it's a slow ski.
I'd like to get him into the studio and we could just shout at him for a while.
But here's the thing. The medical opinion on eggs, by the way, nothing has changed more. Like every bit of science is usually like morphed in the same direction. Like it used to be like, "Hey, global warming's a thing. Climate change. We move in a certain direction." People have been like, "Eggs are great for you. They're so good." Then they're like, "Dude, eggs have cholesterol. They're terrifying." Then they were like, "No, eggs are fine." Then they go, "Egg whites are okay." No one can make up their mind about eggs. I know that's the specific refuting the general. But if that's the only thing that he's like, he's on the eggs are bad team, it'll change again in like 6 months. You know what I mean? Where they'll be like, "Dude, Danny, you can't eat that many eggs."
But I don't even think there's a team that is correct that would say that eggs are terrible for you. In other words, I think that it's pretty commonly known that eggs are not that bad for you. Because what
right
happened
now,
was, but I don't know that it's ever been different. Like, people incorrectly at one point thought that if you eat something with a lot of cholesterol, that your cholesterol goes up. But that is not anymore how we know it to work. Food cholesterol and blood content cholesterol are not the same thing. Right?
Yeah. That's the latest science. I'm telling you, this has gone back and forth. There's been a pendulum. I know this is boring as all hell for people.
Yeah, let's
move
on.
Nutrition information about the egg, written in every education.
Our show used to be so much better when we were fat.
Now, I will let's just summarize
it
with this.
Someone put that on a bumper sticker.
Don't be a vegan. Let's have that be our show thing.
Stop being a vegan. I guess that's my point to this kid.
Yeah, that's what I needed to get back to.
And then, Dar, you walked by when I was talking to him. He goes, "Dairy products are all bad for you. It's like an animal feeding off of its parent." I'm like, "What are you talking about? Did you hear that?"
Yeah, I don't know what his argument there was. It got very uncomfortable, so I walked away.
Yeah.
But it sounded like his argument was, because animals don't have dairy in their lives, we shouldn't. But we're higher up on the food chain, so I feel like we should do what
we've mastered that art. In other words, like if you put a grape in front of a baby or like a raw steak, what would the baby eat? It's probably the grape. That doesn't necessarily mean we shouldn't be eating steak.
What I need is people to not watch documentaries that a lot of scientists say are incorrect and nutritionists say are
incorrect.
And take
it as gospel.
And then just be like, "This is the way." If a documentary, I could make a documentary. I could make a very slanted, one-sided documentary on anything you want me to. And then what? You're just going to change your life because of it? Or should it all have to be proven factual?
I'm a big proven factually guy.
Me too.
Maybe I'm weird.
Do you want Josh Doctson to prove factually he can play on Thursday night?
No, I do. And I know I'm weird about this because, in general, I despise the preseason.
But you
for
don't
all
want him to
things.
Play tomorrow night.
I actually do.
Whoa, we're going to disagree on this
and,
guy.
And here's why. Here's why. In general, you'd be correct. This is not general. This is team can't get right. This is team I can't even warm up without risking injury. I need him to demonstrate to me as the head coach of the Washington Redskins or decision makers with the Skins that I can count on you for at least some part of the season. Part of that may just be go through a week of preparation, warm up, go through the motions, block a couple times, run three or four routes, and then go sit down. In general, the preseason is a dumb exercise because how many guys have to get lost for the season before we realize that it's just nonsense the way that they do it? These four games are stupid. It should be cut down to a minimum, to a maximum, rather, of two. I'd do away with it entirely, but that's just me. Normally, I would say, please don't play this guy. But we're now on to year two of him simply not being available at any point. You need to demonstrate that you can do it. Not only go through the warm-ups, go through a pregame, go through a normal set of circumstances, and then bounce back and recover. If you can't do that, even here, with minimum motion, with not even going a full four quarters, how can I build you into my game planning? How can I build you into my offense as a future player, which you're supposed to be, supposed to take over, if I don't know you're going to be around at any point in time?
I would not play him, Danny, and I wouldn't think for 2 seconds about playing him. There is nothing to be gained by playing him. Nothing. If Kirk Cousins and the starting offense was on the field, you could talk me into it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if this was preseason game three, obviously he goes. If this was preseason game four and Cousins and the entire offense were playing for one drive, which we've seen in the past up until the last few years when the league kind of changed its opinion on this final game, I would vote for and I would, as a coach, endorse the idea that Doctson should play with the starters. Get him a series, get him 2 series, get him out of the game. He's going to be playing with backups. Mm-hmm. He's going to be playing with Nate Sudfeld. Nothing that he does in the game is going to benefit him in week one. Now, you want to say he's not in good enough football shape, playing in a game will help him get into football shape? Practice at this point is every bit as important as the game in terms of tempo. That may change this coming week, but whatever shape he's in going into that preseason game, he's going to be in that shape coming out of that preseason game. It's not going to change. He's not going to play enough if he does play to really help him get prepared for week one. You don't have Cousins, you've got Sudfeld. He's not going to be throwing it to you anyway. You don't have the receivers around you, Crowder, Reed, Pryor. Frankly, any of the guys who are going to play, Chris Thompson, running right. routes with you, where you're kind of mastering and memorizing who likes to do what and how they break off this route and how you know exactly the nuances of what a certain quarterback does when he's throwing you the football. None of that is benefited from him playing. In fact, I think the only thing that could happen is that he could get banged up again. That he could, when he had tightness that just randomly showed up and kept him out of a game he needed to play in, suddenly have some type of setback. Zero chance I would play this guy. But let's see what people think at 800-636-1067. Josh Doctson told Jay Gruden he wants to play in preseason game number 4. We'll give you the quotes from Jay Gruden from the podium yesterday. Danny's playing him. I am not. Where do you guys weigh in on Grant and Danny next?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.